So government has three groups of measures, how to make sure that the prices don't increase excessively. And one of them is basically the monitoring. And I think really explicit monitoring may help to impose some self-control on gasoline stations, and so that they know someone is watching and we would better not increase prices too fast and too high. And also we would better not form implicit cartels, price cartels. So I think it's a useful measure because it's explicit. So the government, the sellers, the operators of the petrol stations know. Second group is a price cap. Capping the price, I would very seriously warn against it. And the third group of measures is to decrease the taxes involved in the price or included in the price of fuels. And that is the excise tax, the consumption tax, and the value-added tax.
I think you've pointed out in one of the interviews that I heard that, for example, in 2008, if I remember correctly, fuel prices in Czechia were actually quite significantly more burdensome relative to wages than they are today. Could you explain how today's situation compares with that kind of earlier period?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you are completely right. The situation right now with the existing price of fuel, and I would be speaking particularly about diesel, because diesel is what makes more sense to think about potential regulation or potential influence on the price. So back in 2022, 4 years ago, price level, the wage levels, that is, the purchasing power of the Czech population, Czech households and Czech firms was much lower than now. And back then, the price at which the government introduced some reduction of excise tax, the average wage was good enough for buying 770 liters of diesel, while now it is still way above 900 liters. So we are in a much better situation now. It is really much less burdensome than back then, 4 years ago. You also referred to the year 2008, and then the situation was much worse than now. Yes, it was the time when the price of oil, crude oil, was the highest ever back in July 2008. And for the rest of the year of 2008, the average wage back then could buy only something over 500 liters. So we are in a much better situation than now. I think if the government thinks about reducing the excise tax, should not be before the price reaches, for example, 60 crowns per liter, the price of diesel. So it would be something like €2.40. Certainly not before, particularly in comparison with other countries, neighboring countries, but also in comparison with the hard burden comparable to 2022. And also, it is important to say that the budget situation, the fiscal situation of the Czech Republic is not easy for the government. And the price, the income that would the government get rid of by simply imposing this reduction of the excise tax would be really significant. The countries of the European Union all have to obey the rule that says there is a minimum excise tax for diesel for every country. And the current level of the excise tax for diesel in the Czech Republic is just 1.70 crown above the minimum price. So 1.70 crown is now under 3.5% of the total price. So it's possibly a tiny reduction of the price for drivers. But for the fiscal situation, for the budget, it would be really significant because it could account for about 5 billion crowns per quarter. And in the international discussions, the Czech government is criticized by NATO allies that it does not uphold, it does not honor the minimum commitment for defense spending as 2% of GDP. And the allies refer to $18 billion being the gap of the spending, defense spending for this year. Now, the government would introduce, by reducing the excise tax on diesel, would introduce another gap in the budget. That is, it would have income lower by up to $15 billion just this year. So it would be a very tough decision for the government.
It's probably quite obvious, but let me ask you how strong the inflationary pressure is due to mainly diesel, I suppose.
I mean, if the conflict ends by the Easter, there would be nothing, no inflation. I mean, there may be an inflation effect, but it would really be in the breaks of a percentage point. So that wouldn't really make a big difference. If it is a long-lasting conflict, it may increase the inflation or may cause inflation pressures by some single-digit percentage points. So it shouldn't be anything that the central bank monetary policy would not be able to deal with.
I know it's probably difficult to generalize, but how does the situation and the solutions that the Czech government is doing and fuel prices, especially diesel prices, in Czechia, how do they compare with the countries around Czechia? If you follow that as well, Germany, Austria, Poland.
Well, yes, it compares with most countries in the European Union, but there are differences. So Hungary had a very, very bad experience escaping the fuel crisis back in 2002. It got Hungary in very difficult fiscal situation, but even worse, even in a difficult situation of the balance of payments. So yes, this is a clear no-go. I would really warn against taking such a measure.